where, like, what do you have right now that you think is going to fund?
I believe all of them will fund, but...
Well, what's closest? What are we
Champs, this is Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. This is Ruben at Cardiff.
Ruben, how are you?
It's been an insanely busy day. How about yourself?
Oh, it's the same here. I had to meet like about four different customers for the past 3 hours. It's been insane.
No worries.
I got this customer here. He's opening a DoubleTree hotel. It's a Hilton that they're opening.
Okay.
And I already got him approved for like about 12,000, and they need a. Seems like they need about close to more, close to about 100.
Okay.
And you know, this guy already paid me some money by credit card, and I figure it might be better for him, you know, to instead of maxing out his credit card, I told him that it would be better to just do a finance program with you guys. So
absolutely.
What do you need from me? Do you have like I have a credit app I can send you, or what do you what
yeah,
do you want
yeah
me
to? So with the hotel, I'm actually, it's funny, I just got another, this Excel thing is actually spooling up faster than I thought. I just got a customer approved for an Excel deal out in Connecticut for $50,000 for their customer that had a lot of issues, so I'm really happy to get that done. We're going to fund that next week. So basically, here's the thing. With a hotel, do you have a pen? I can ask you some questions and get this rolling for you.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So hotels are a little different from restaurants in a good way. So he's starting a hotel right now, correct?
Yeah. No, he actually, he owns several hotels. He just bought the hotel business over.
Okay. So time payment is not going to be the avenue for you, by the way. I'm going to be the avenue for you. You don't need to use time payment here. I can do everything for you start to finish. So here's what you need to figure out. And I can have this conversation with the customer, or you can. But what you want to figure out in about six sentences is, this is not a startup. This is a guy that actually knows what he's doing. So it's, what hotel do you... Basically, what are the names of the businesses you own? What are their addresses, their phone numbers, maybe their tax IDs if you have it, and how long have you owned it for? Are you the sole owner, or are there multiple owners? The current hotel he just bought it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he bought it from. Now did he buy it, or did he like take over a defunct business? Was it a functioning business?
No. I think it was a foreclosure, and they bought pretty much. They just bought the whole building.
Okay. What was the name of the business before they bought it?
I do have that information. Let's do this. Let me send you the quote, and then I'm gonna have you call the customer, and then we go from there. Okay?
Yeah, these kind of deals, I do them all the time, not to be arrogant. I can figure this out start to finish in like a few hours and get this guy a great approval.
Yeah, I think that will work. Let me do this. I think I got your email here. Let me shoot you an email, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
You have a credit application he's already completed?
But that was done directly through the website. So I think I have the information, but I don't have like a questionnaire or anything.
No worries. Do you want me to call him today or Monday?
Let me do this. You talk to him Monday. I'm gonna give him a heads up and kind of tell him that you might be able to help him, and then we go from there. I want to kind of break the ice and introduce you to him.
Absolutely.
You just call him and just kind of go over the numbers with him. So let me do that, Ruben, and then we'll be in touch. Okay.
Cool. I look forward to the opportunity.
Hey. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.